It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange, our live, very live, very raw, but not in a sexy way, podcast on every other Friday night. And I'm Carrie Jones, and with me is the head of creativity, Sean Farrar, also known as the talent. And tonight we're talking about morning routines, which seems like a weird thing to talk about at night. But before we do that, we have a great listener, Sayer, who's in India. It's 4:30 a.m. there right now, and he was a little worried that he wasn't going to wake up today. So we're giving him a shout out, like I promised that we would. Sean, shout it out.
Shout out what?
Oh, my God.
Sayer, we love you. I mean, that was
such shout out what?
I said, Sayer, we love you.
I know, but you said.
Well, your intro was so, you were trying to be so professional, I almost fell asleep there.
Oh my God, you're such a poop face.
You did a good job, though.
You're such a poop face.
What you're going to use for your NPR audition the tape, I would stick with it.
I wasn't even using my NPR voice.
No, but the rest was okay.
Here, Dee said, hey, hey, so I'll lose my NPR voice on Dee after you say hey, hey.
No, she won't go.
Dee, welcome to Loving the Strange. Sean Farrar and Carrie Jones are so excited that you're here with us tonight. Thank you for being here. The pledge drive.
Why are you trying to be so boring?
Because I wanted to prove that I could.
We're supposed to make people have fun.
There is no fun here.
Oh my God.
It's America in 2023. There's no fun.
As a director of creativity, I might have to fire you.
Anyways, we're very happy that you're here, Dee. Thanks for saying hey, hey.
Apparently, Dee's the only one here.
No, there's other people. They're just not saying hey, hey. They're shy.
Oh, I can't see that.
Dee's just the bravest of all. I know. It's because I'm in charge of all the things.
Of all things, you are correct.
And you know why? Because I wake up earlier in the morning. And this podcast is about morning things.
That's almost an untruth.
It's so not an untruth. Dee, when do you wake up? I think Dee wakes up early because she works at a school.
Earlier or earlier?
I wake up earlier than you.
Oh, that's pretty much a lie, actually.
It's not a lie.
I'm awake before you. I just don't get out of bed before you.
Nobody cares. We already lost our listener.
I know.
All right, so Dee says.
You lost the listener already?
Yeah, man. It was my NPR voice.
Oh, probably.
Dee says that it depends on the day. Dee.
Well, we try to sleep in a little bit on the weekends, or at least on Saturday, but usually the animals won't let us. They're used to a schedule.
Sean is the animal.
No, it's the dogs.
All right. So, and let's talk about, So Dee says for work at 6:15, but since I've been working out. Dee, you.
Dang.
Wow.
That's what I was going to call one of my strange morning routines is getting up super early to work out.
Well, Dee is doing
that. Kudos,
Dee says, for those of you who are listening after the fact and not watching on video, that she's been working out anywhere from 4:15 a.m.
That's what time she's been getting up.
To 5:30 a.m.
That's
willpower. That's willpower.
Anything before 6 is just crazy.
That's Dee power. It's not willpower. It's Dee power.
Yeah.
I think I've just branded.
We don't have any listeners named Will, so.
But I feel like I've just branded Dee. Like, Dee power.
You did.
Like, she could be the next Tony Robbins with that.
It's Dee power to do anything.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's actually brilliant.
I know.
Oh my word.
made you a life coach.
Okay, so Dee's just like still super logical. I'm like, I've got a class at 5:30 on Friday, so 4:30 is a new thing.
No, no, Dee. How do you get up before the sun?
It happens, man. It's gotta happen. So there's a there's a thing on Blinkist magazine. No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Blinkist magazine.
Yeah.
Where they talk about basically the 12 unusual morning routines successful people swear by.
There's 12 of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why they go for that number, but apparently Tyler Cohen, the professor of economics at George Mason University and the author of the book Average is Over, said, quote, I wake up around 6:30 or 7 a.m., drink some mineral water, munch on a green pepper.
Oh, my God. He's pretentious as shit.
Wait.
Yeah.
Along with cheese.
Yeah.
And?
I don't know.
You don't want to guess?
A bag of dog farts.
Not a dang, no, a bag of dog farts doesn't fit in with pretentious smoked trout.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even have, if he had a bagel on that list, it'd be good.
No, I'm pretty positive that person doesn't seem like they would have carbs, especially not refined carbs.
Probably
it's
not.
It's a green onion and smoked trout and mineral water, Shawnee.
Oh, it's mineral water.
It's not regular water.
It's mineral water.
It's mineral water.
Because wherever he lives, they don't have no minerals in the water.
Well, he doesn't live in Bar Harbor, Maine, where the water's kind of orange. So Dee said that it's hard, but she's used to it now, waking up super early. And she actually gets mad when she misses her workout.
Well, that's cool.
That's awesome.
The mad part, but the getting up early, no.
No, I'm so proud of Dee.
I'm proud of you too, Dee, but still, good Lord.
Dude, that's amazing. That's I mean, working out versus smoked trout at 6:30. Working out at 4:30.
He gets up early enough to work out and have smoked trout at 6:30.
He does everything. All right, here's another one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so do you remember Jillian Michaels? She was on that.
Oh, yeah.
That Greatest Loser? Was that it? Show?
But she was a big name in the.
Biggest Loser.
In the.
Biggest.
Like, personal trainer. Weight world, yeah.
I bet Dee knows. Anyway, she was on a reality TV show about losing weight very quickly, and some said in an unhealthy way. And she's a personal trainer. And also in this list from Blinkist, she says in her morning, my alarm is my 5-year-old. He jolts me from slumber at about 6:10 every morning for cuddles. Dee is still kicking her ass. Then we get up and we feed the animals. Parenthetical, rabbit, pig, dogs, birds, chickens, ducks, fish, etc. Yes,
yeah.
I am serious. And that's her morning routine. And I think a lot of people actually have that as a morning routine. Like they feed their dog or their cat.
Sure
or their
do.
Yeah, you definitely do. I give them treats when I wake up, but then when Shawnee gets up, he gives them the real food.
I give them the real food. The food comes in a bowl.
Whereas I give them treats coming from the hand. And that is the difference in our parenting style. Dee said thank you, too.
I saw that.
Yay. Thanks, you, Dee.
She also said it was the biggest loser.
Yeah, because Dee knows all
and
things.
Dee's apparently the only one here tonight.
She's the only one talking because everybody else is shy. But there, I can see that there are other people.
Well, they need to be unshy.
It's hard to be
keep me entertained.
Look, Doug said hi. Doug, what's your morning routine, Doug, man? We want to know. We want to know.
Doug,
so
Doug seems like a coffee. He used to be a coffee and a full breakfast guy, but now he's just coffee and toast.
Oh, I could see that. I wonder if that's true. Doug, tell Sean and I and me if Sean is correct about your morning routine. You know, I don't know if you noticed this, Shawnee, because you're not kind of into that kind of stuff, but
yeah.
There's a lot of articles and self-help books, but a lot of articles and YouTube videos from celebrities about what they do every morning, like their morning routine. And
I know, but it's like, who cares?
You don't care, but a lot of other people do, and then they influence other people, right? Like,
I know, but why? They're just people.
Well, maybe because they're successful.
Oh my God.
And
they lucked into an acting role or what?
Acting does take skill, but I think that there's a celebrity culture where people want to know what celebrities or influencers do in the morning.
Definitely true.
So that they can do it too, right?
Right.
And I remember like a year or so ago, Brie Larson, who was Captain Marvel, posted a YouTube video that I just randomly saw. I don't know how, about her morning routine.
Yeah.
And I was very, very jealous.
Why?
Because it was so chill.
Well, it wasn't. What was it?
When I remember it, it was like she had a mason jar full of water.
Yeah.
And I might be remembering it wrong. And okay. I apologize to Brie Larson, who will never listen to this if I'm misremembering. But like, and it had like cucumber and some herbs in it. And I went on a early morning mason jar water kick after that. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Oh, I did.
Yeah. And she also like worked out a little bit and reflected a little bit.
And then went back to bed.
It just seems so mellow. Just like,
I don't know. I kind of like Doug's morning routine.
Well, wait, I was going somewhere. Will you let me go somewhere? So the thing is that I remembered that, right?
Yeah.
And then when I looked it up tonight, she has a totally different one on Vogue where she's basically hawking some products.
Of course.
And it's not what I remember from her adorable YouTube. Instead, it's skincare begins with two pumps of Retro-V's cleaning elixir before Joanna Vargas's revitalizing under-eye patches and an ice roller massage. This is heaven to me, says Larson. And it's so different from what I remember, and it kind of broke my heart.
Well, it may not be true because she's just getting paid for it.
Well, they do have links under every single thing that is mentioned by product name, but it still broke my heart. So what's the truth, man? I think the truth might just be Doug. Would you like to read Doug's?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I like it.
You want it.
I had breakfast, start the spelling bee, then go back to bed till 10:30.
So the spelling bee, for those of you who don't know.
At noon, I get up and get the spelling bee up to genius. That's the perfect life right there.
Spelling Bee, for those of you who don't know, is on the New York Times Games app.
And that's what I play to put myself to sleep.
And Sean does it at night to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But Doug does it in the morning to wake up and then go to sleep.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. It's basically like you try to find words. Like, it's like an unscramble.
You try to make words out of seven letters.
It's an unscrambling.
Yeah, it's an unscrambling.
Susie says, try living by the clock in the winter in Iceland.
Carrie would love to do that.
I would love to do that. Sean would not, but I would love to do it. She said, during the time of year it is light most of the time, we put foil and blackout drapes on the windows of the bedroom.
I can only imagine.
You
gotta still sleep.
When I was in Iceland with Emmy, which was for not a long enough time because I really, really, really loved Iceland. We were there, I think, in May. And so it allegedly became dark, but it didn't. Like around 3 where we were.
3 a.m.?
3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I refused to shut the blinds. Because I'm like, I have to experience this. When will I ever be here again? I have to experience this. It's still light. The light is pastel. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. And Emily was like, you need to go to sleep, mommy. But I don't know. I can't even imagine getting to live there year round, Susie, because like the darkness and then the brightness and how incredibly different that pattern is in your day and your clocks, your biological clocks. Like, I can't even imagine what that does to you and how intriguing that is for our bodies and our minds and stuff. you know?
Yeah. I can't imagine it's good.
I didn't imagine
somebody that's not used to
it. Susie said, would you like to read it?
Sure. Try keeping a morning routine for your kids when daddy works. When daddy work watches rotate. 2 evenings, 2 days, and 2 midnights. Ooh. Oh my God. That would be hard.
That's really hard, actually. Rotating shift work is really hard on the body.
Yeah.
Yikes. Daddy. Yeah. But everybody, I mean, everybody in the family kind of tries to adjust to that.
Well, he's either just coming home, he's just waking up, or he's just, well, let's see. And on the overnight, so he'd be just coming home.
Yeah.
During the day shift, he'd be there, but probably sleeping until the kids were gone. And on the evenings, he'd be waking up.
That's wild. Wild. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I learned via Vogue that Brie Larson's all about a beauty routine, apparently, now in the mornings. And, you know, that's okay.
Well,
she makes her money how she makes her money, you know.
That's right.
But another person, the president of Pixar and Walt Disney Animation Studios, told Blinkist magazine his. Do you want to hear his?
Yes.
All right. It's very exacting. I wake up, go downstairs, and start making a cup of coffee. I use 3 shots of espresso, mix in 3 tablespoons of cocoa powder, not Dutch process.
Who is this?
Ed Catmull, the president of Pixar.
What a piece of shit.
And Sean,
what?
He's a real person. He could be a lovely person just because he's very exacting for this.
No.
Doesn't mean he's a piece of poopy.
He's a pretentious piece of crap.
Just because he doesn't use Dutch processed cocoa powder?
Pretty much.
You're so judgy. That's so judgy.
My apologies.
And all right, ready? So he uses 3 tablespoons of cocoa powder and 2 sweeteners. Intriguingly enough, exactly, the sweeteners are not specified.
Yeah, imagine that. He's got the equal in there.
So he says, he continues to say, I've heard this helps you think better. I have no idea if this is true, but it tastes good.
Well, what's more important, the taste or the thinking?
I don't know, man.
He equated them both.
If you could eat anything or drink anything first thing in the morning, what would it be?
Me?
Like, no health worries. Like, just what would you do? What's your perfect morning routine?
I get up.
Chew some tobacco?
Go outside and sit on the back porch or deck where the sun is just rising with a nice hot cup of coffee and some biscuits and sausage gravy, all prepared by somebody else and brought to me.
I can do that for you.
But you don't.
Because you don't let me. Because
you don't know how to make the sausage gravy.
I do. I was the first person in this house to make that sausage gravy.
But then you taught me how to do it and stopped.
And you took over. You take over everything.
Okay.
And this is the problem with our marriage.
That's why things are better now.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I know.
You're breaking my heart, Anakin.
So
you're breaking
true.
My heart.
Stop it. I'm not breaking nothing.
Heart. That's
because you're
tremble.
Always in, by the time I get up, you're always in here working. And you say, don't talk to me.
I so almost had tears coming and you ruined it.
Don't interrupt me. What?
What?
You almost have tears?
Yeah,
coming
man.
And I tell the truth.
Yeah. So Susie said, I have had the kids say, when do we get to see daddy? Many times dad was off to work before they got up and they were in bed by the time he got home. That's
yeah,
so
sure.
hard.
It is hard. It sucks.
And Susie says that she gets up early to have a Winnie the Pooh experience.
I hope I live long enough to have that, Susie.
Of non-thinking.
That's right.
Really?
Well, like, that's like just going out back with a cup of coffee and looking out across your big giant 10-acre lawn, watching the deer at the deer feeders and just sitting there thinking about nothing.
That's what my dad used to do, my little hobbit dad.
Right. He knew what to do.
Yeah, he didn't drink coffee though.
Well,
because it made his belly.
He almost knew what to do.
Much like Pooh Bear, it made a rumbly in his tumbly, but it was not a good rumbly in his tummy. And he, Doug Marshall said, I usually poo, P-O-O-A-H, later in the day, smiley face.
Well, after you've had your coffee.
And that's a different rumbly in your tumbly. But like, my dad would go out there and he had all these trees that he planted all by himself, and his garden and his backyard and the stone wall he built by himself. And like, he'd have his coffee on the back deck and look at all the birds come to his bird feeder. And he was such a mellow, beautiful man that all the birds would come to his bird feeder like 1 foot away from him, even when he was out there, kind of guy. And he'd be so mellow about it, you know?
Yeah, I can see that.
And just sit there and think and worry about his family. Worry about the country. Worry about the world.
I wouldn't be thinking all that deep.
No, but my daddy was a little hobbit of a deep thinker. And then he would, like, much like Winnie the Pooh, start thinking about chocolate cake. And that would be his morning. And then he'd call people. My dad spent a lot of his time in the morning.
Yeah.
Calling other human beings.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, how could I shoot one of these big bucks and not have Carrie notice it's gone?
That is not my dad. My dad did not believe in guns. My dad believed in people. And he would call like his brother, sometimes his sister, sometimes my mom, because they were divorced, but they didn't act like it. And like, he would call his friends and he'd like talk to people all morning once he was retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'd get up super early. And before he was retired, I think he just got up early and made his breakfast and just went on with the day. You know,
that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. So Susie says, quote, yes, Sean, I have a non-thinking chair on the deck and it faces the trees.
That's awesome.
I know. Maybe we all should start living a Winnie the Pooh existence in the morning.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah. So,
see, you don't take any time in your morning to prepare yourself for the day.
You don't even know what I do.
You just get right into work.
No, you don't know what I do.
Oh, I know you're not down here doing yoga, fucking meditating, and getting ready for the day.
Your language is so bad. But no, what I do in bed still, right?
Yeah.
I've adopted this new thing. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I'm just waiting to hear what you say.
You're so mean at
me. Let me hear it, please.
In the morning in bed, I'm trying to get up.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out how to get up without waking up the dogs, which has not happened yet, like in the last month. But like, I try to imagine my biggest goals and the steps and feelings I have towards getting there.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time I fall asleep while I'm trying to imagine my biggest goals. And then I get up and then I go and I wash my face and I brush my teeth and all that stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I get dressed, obviously. And then I go downstairs.
Yeah.
And then I give the doggies treats and put them outside. And then I do morning pages, which I don't think you know about.
I do.
Not really.
Actually, because I just saw him the other day.
Yeah. He was like, what's this 72-page document?
It was 45.
Well, it's 72 now. And like, and I'm like, I write for 10 minutes, just whatever comes into my head about the day. So try to organize and clear my head.
Wow.
So that's not super working. And then I start working.
Yeah.
Like at the latest by 7.
Which is usually when I show up.
Yeah, but it's usually like 6 to 6:30. I had been getting up at 5.
She's abandoned that.
This last week, I accidentally kept setting my alarm to 5 p.m. accidentally.
That's worked out good.
For Sean. So, yeah. So, Dee says that her perfect morning, Sean?
My perfect morning would be to wake up and take my cup of milk. I don't like coffee. And sit on my balcony and enjoy the morning without pollen, hopefully.
You two are related. I swear to God, you two are related. You've got to have an ancestor in common.
But I drink coffee, not milk in the morning.
I know, but I could totally... You love milk. It just makes you sick. I could totally see you doing that. And the pollen. You've got some pollen issues, babe.
I don't need any pollen, but it doesn't kill me. It kills me more for the dirt factor.
All right, so I've noticed that there's a lot of people in this world who are allergic to pollen, and they think that it's okay, and they think they don't really have allergies, and they think they're normal, but they spend a whole lot of their time going.
What's your point, babe?
I'm just saying, I think it might affect you a little more than you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Susie says, my crow friend visits almost every day.
That's awesome.
My dad had crow friends, too. You two would have gotten along, actually.
Do you give a little balls of tinfoil to go play with? That'd be cool.
Did you do that?
What?
Did you do that?
No, I've never had a crow friend.
You never had a crow
friend? If I had a crow friend, I would bring in a little ball of tinfoil every morning. Because they supposedly... like shiny things.
My dad.
Apparently, I'm not shiny enough to have a crow friend.
Well, I don't think you go outside enough, eh?
That's it.
My dad always talked about how crows were the smartest of the birds. He loved crows so much.
Well, I don't know if they're the smartest, but they're pretty smart.
Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool birds. I like them.
Yeah. They're super cool. There's a lady in town. Her name is Angie. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her by name, but I won't say her last name. And she has so many crow friends. And I've always
been... So many girlfriends?
Crow friends.
Oh.
And I've always been so envious of her. Like, and we have another friend, Marie, who works at a police department on the island, and she had a crow friend that she had a name for who would come visit her at the PD when she was dispatching. I thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad would have been really into her too.
Did she feed it or something?
What?
Did she feed it or something?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. Like in my head, it's like Bruce or something, but that's my brother's name. So I think that's wrong. So there's another site about like celebrity morning routines, right?
Morning routines.
Yeah. And it's from shesafullonmonet.com. Which is the most interesting website I've ever heard
of. Yeah, it's pretty, it is.
And the person writing themselves, their morning routine made me very jealous. Because it was basically 7:30 to 8, wake up. 8:15, shower. 8:30, yoga. 9 o'clock, affirmations and coffee. 9:30 to 11, workout. And then there's a big gap where they don't have anything written from 11 to noon. But at noon, it says start day. And I can't even imagine starting my work day at noon.
Do they go until like 11 at night or what?
I don't know. They don't say what their nighttime routine is. But I was really jelly. And like,
I would be too. That's crazy.
And then she looked at all these other people who are famous, of course. And their morning routines, right? And Julie Huff, H-O-U-G-H, she's in Dancing with the Stars and America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Hers was very specific, which means that she's more like my personality type. And hers is 6:10, wake up, open the curtains, put on music, and drink lemon water. 6:11. 15 breaths.
She does all that in 1 minute. She makes her lemon water, opens the curtains, and gets out of bed in 1 minute.
She's a dancer.
She must live in a tiny house.
She's a dancer, so maybe she's fast. So 6:11, 15 breaths in and out of the nose with the arms going up and down for 3 rounds. After every round, she thinks of something she's grateful for, and then she does another breath work exercise that is in and out through the mouth 30 times.
Please don't tell me it starts at 6:12.
It's at 6:11 to 6:15.
Okay.
Then at 6:15 to 6:25, which is 10 minutes.
She recuperates.
Wait, ready?
Yeah.
6:15 to 6:25, how many minutes?
10.
It says 20-minute meditation.
So she knows how to really pack it in there.
She does, man. She does. And then
she's
six,
doing twice the work in half the time.
At 6:25, she does her version of morning pages, where she writes a stream of consciousness and lets all her anxieties and issues down. I guess not out, but down. At 6:30, she looks in the mirror and tells herself, I'm beautiful and I'm worthy. And then she slaps her cheeks.
Wow.
And then at 6:30, I guess she does that for 6 minutes. Because that's, God, my face hurts.
For 6 minutes.
That hurts. At 6:36, she drinks a Kinergy green juice.
Okay.
Then at 7, she runs. And at 8:10, she does a Kinergy class. And then at 9:15, she has another shake and she reflects on the process of where the food came from and putting away her electronics. You can read a book here, too. And then at 10:40, she showers and freshens up. And at 11:11, she gets to work. And I am so jelly. Not about the face slapping part, but everything else. Like, who are these people who get to work, like, so late?
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, man. What are you doing, babe?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. What are you looking at?
I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry.
Honey, you're doing a podcast.
I know.
All right. So Mark D wanted us to look at Mark Wahlberg's daily routine.
Oh, his routine is insane. He gets up at like the butt crack of dawn, does like 100 hours of exercises. And then I'll look it up for you.
No, I've already looked it up in the time that you were on your phone. Passive aggressive.
I'm not being passive aggressive.
I'm being passive aggressive.
What is it?
Fist. All right, so Mark Wahlberg's daily routine, according to Insider, is very intense. Allegedly, he at least in 2018, he woke up at 2:30 a.m. He had 2 workouts and he had cryotherapy. But 4 years later, according to Insider, he relaxed it a bit. Now he gets to sleep until 3:30 or 4. Ugh. So here you go. Ready?
Yes.
This was his 2018 routine. 2:30 a.m., wake up. 2:45, pray. 3:15, breakfast. That's a devil's
half
hour.
An hour of praying?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know. I'm like, I pray
that's
1 minute.
Half an
I'm
hour
done.
Of wasted sleep. Not that it's wasted. I mean, praying is great.
That's a lot of praying. All right, 3:40 to 5:15, he works out. 5:30, he has his post-workout meal. So he's already eaten twice by 5:30.
Right.
6 a.m., he takes a shower. Which I guess lasts for an hour and a half. Because at 7:30 a.m., he plays golf.
Shower?
I don't know. I'm just saying. At 7:30 a.m., he does golf. At 8, he has a snacky.
He only golfs for half an hour?
But he showers for an hour and a half. At 9:30 a.m., he has a snack at 8. And then I guess that's a very long snack because at 9:30 a.m., he goes into the cryo chamber recovery. And then an hour later, he has another snack. He's like a 2-year-old. Yes. And then at 11 a.m. is family time and meetings and work calls.
And nappy time.
And at 1, he has lunch.
Yeah.
At 2, he has meeting and work calls. At 3, he gets the kids from school. But so I guess family time at 11 isn't the kids from school. And then 3:30, he has another snack. And at 4 p.m., he has a second workout. And at 5 p.m., he has a shower. At 5:30, he has dinner. And at 7:30, he goes to bed.
So he worked for 1 hour that day.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, he did. Look on his schedule.
But now his schedule is 3:30 to 4, wake up, prayers and vitamins, which are turmeric, vitamin C and vitamin D. Then he works out. Then he has emails and calls. And from 12 to 6, he has an eating window.
Eating window?
I don't know, man.
From what?
12 to 6. But he still goes to bed at 7:30.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know, man.
You can't have an eating window for 6 hours.
Maybe he's fasting? And those are his...
Yeah, but what's he doing the rest of with that 6 hours? He's not just fucking sitting in his chair fasting. Thinking, oh, I'm hungry. I can do this.
You never know, man. You never know.
That's a bull crap schedule. All
right. You said he's asleep now.
I'd say he's asleep now.
He's definitely 7:35 here. Regardless
of what schedule he's sticking to, he's asleep.
Yeah. That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
It's kind of boring.
Oprah has a more simplistic one. Would you like to hear Oprah's?
Sure.
6:02 to 6:20, wake up. 6:20, let the dogs out, brush my teeth. 6:25, make a coffee. 7 o'clock, go to the home gym. 7:10. She goes to the home gym at 7, but it takes her 10 minutes to get to the elliptical.
She's got a really big house.
Well, she's Oprah. From 7:10 to 7:30, she goes on the elliptical. From 7:30 to 8, she walks on the treadmill. At 8 to 8:05, she does some sit-ups. At 8:05 to 8:25, she meditates. And at 8:30, it's breakfast for Oprah.
What's breakfast?
I don't
know.
Does
she have her breakfast menu on there?
No, it sadly doesn't. You know,
after all that working out, she probably
never. Barack Obama has a very simple one, which I kind of enjoy because it's simple. It's 7 o'clock, wake up. 7:15 to 8, workout. 8 to 9, breakfast.
An hour for breakfast?
Maybe he cooks.
Well, I was going to say they're probably cooking and eating.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I like that one.
Yep.
And then there's this guy named Dr. Mike.
And is that the end of Obama's
breakfast? Yeah, that was. Breakfast? Yeah, he had three things. He's efficient, which is kind of awesome.
It's free time for the rest of that.
Yeah.
After 8 o'clock.
All right. So then, no, not for Obama. So then, YouTube's sexiest doctor, who I don't find sexy at all. No offense to him. He's just not my type, Dr. Mike.
Yeah.
His routine is.
Can't share that picture.
You want me to share it?
Yeah, I want to see.
All right, I'll share.
See if you're lying or not.
You know it's not my type. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me see. Present. Share screen. And then I have to find the right one. All right, you ready? Here's Dr. Mike for all those of you who are watching.
Well, you can't even see the guy.
He's just a little too clean cut for me.
It looks like my dermatologist, honestly.
Yeah. So if we go down here, we can see his routine.
What is it?
Wake up 6:30, 6:31, open the shades, 6:32, make your bed.
Open the shades.
6:35, brush your teeth and floss, which is pretty sexy, honestly, because flossing is sexy.
I know.
But apparently that takes him 25 minutes because at 7, he feeds your dog and yourself, unless you're intermittent fasting that day. At 7:30 to 7:45, take your dog or yourself on a walk. 7:45 to 8:15, get on the stationary bike. And at 8:30, do your hair.
Do your hair? Come on, bro.
And that's probably why I don't find him sexy. And then if a man does his hair longer than I do my hair, then it's not sexy to me. So 8:45 to 8:50, he sits down and he's mindful. What emotions are you feeling? What's bothering you? And at 8:50, you get dressed and make sure you're comfortable in what you're wearing. And that's Dr. Mike.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's he do for the rest of the day? Doctor stuff, huh?
I guess so. He is Dr. Mike, the sexiest doctor on YouTube.
If you say so.
That's what it says.
But you couldn't even see the dude.
I'm sure there's got to be. Oh, Dee said about Mark Wahlberg. What did she say, Shawnee?
Maybe he's remembering his days as Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, that's right.
He was very fit then, I'll tell you that.
He was funky fit.
He was.
So, would you like to talk for a second?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
Which makes no sense to me.
Okay.
and it says, leave a note to yourself. Sounds like something you do, honestly.
What is this from, babe?
This is from Forbes.
And.com. And the morning, it's like part of someone's morning routine?
It says, 9 odd morning rituals that will supercharge your day.
Ooh. All right.
So leave a note to yourself.
Okay.
Write a single sentence on an adhesive note, like a post-it note, and affix it somewhere you'll see. For example, on your keyboard or your phone. That way, when you sit down to work each morning, you'll see immediately what you have to do before checking your feeds. Think of it as a mental cue to get to work. I think that's stupid.
I read a to-do list the night before.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But then you come down here and do all your stuff.
Right.
Your meditation.
I don't meditate.
And your treat, your bread to the dogs.
I do give the dogs bread. I don't want anyone to tell me that's bad for the dogs. I just don't care.
It's good bread. It's like Wonder Bread.
Can you all see this?
This is
Susie's crow.
It's on her fence.
Isn't it cute?
That's a good looking crow.
I know. Susie sent it via Messenger. It is Captain Jack.
That's a great name.
I know. Isn't it a great, great name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need a crow. D said maybe he's remembering his days.
Yeah, we already did
I that. Know, but I'm kind of thinking about that.
Oh, all right.
Do you remember that time?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I remember one particular music video in particular. I said particular twice.
Yeah.
And because it sticks up. And his abs were like ripped, shredded up like barbecued pork.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, he was fit.
Shredded pork.
Like, I was jealous. Yeah.
In my head, like, I have this whole...
Yes. D. Go to D's next... Okay. That's the song. Yes. It's Good Vibrations. Sorry to interrupt, baby.
No, you just keep talking.
No, I'm done.
No, you keep...
But that's the video.
Good vibration.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yes.
Those sweet sensations.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
You got it. That's right. That's probably what you were doing when you watched that video.
No, I never liked Marky Mark.
Come here, average boyfriend.
No, he was not my type. Not my type at all.
I can see that.
Definitely like the opposite of my type. Actually, I remember going like to like this warehouse, I think, in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Because this guy who liked me was a drummer, and they wanted to go see a band, yeah. Like a bunch of the people that he hung out with. And we drove down to this place, and I can barely remember it. And I remember we walked in, and it was like, obviously, these guys trying to be like cool and hip, but also they're all very, very white boys. And they're all trying really hard not to be white boys in like a stereotypical way. Like,
was it the Beastie Boys?
No, it was more like Marky Mark. And I don't know if it was like an early version of Marky Mark.
Yeah.
But in my head, it was an early version of Marky Mark, and I was just like horrified because I was just so cool. I couldn't possibly be there. And they had like these little like almost like synchronized dancing things that were kind of like just really not cool to me at that time or my friends, because they were all like kind of, you know, like they were more like Beastie Boys, like REM, like indie kind of, like the Pogues kind of feel to them.
Yes.
And this was like boy band. And they did not like it at all. We were all like, we need to leave. We need to leave. Like, it was like we were going to get contaminated.
They didn't mesh, huh?
No. But in my head, I've made that Marky Mark. Because he's from Massachusetts. And so I'm like, it's got to be. It's got to be him. Yeah. Susie said, would you like to read all this?
I don't know if I want to read all that.
I think you should.
Okay, this is Susie's morning routine, I'm going to say. Open eyes. Give thanks for another day. Sit up and read affirmation on wall by the bed. Go to bathroom for ADLs.
What?
I don't know what ADL stands for.
I don't either.
All day long.
I don't know what it is. Sorry, Susie.
Open blinds. Turn off porch lights. Make a cup of tea. Go to poo chair.
That sounds like a pooping chair.
No. Go to poo chair or stand inside by the nigh doorstep. Wait for sun to fill me with warmth and light.
Aw.
Offer prayers for family and friends. If sunlight has hit the crystals in the window, I give them a spin so the kitchen is filled with fairy lights. And then I start breakfast. It sounds like mine. Almost.
Really?
No. And Susie says ADL stands for Activities of Daily Living.
That's smart.
And that's the part I get depressed about every morning when I wake up and I think of my ADLs.
Activities of Daily Living.
Yeah.
Well, that's positive, babe. That's a positive way to be. All right. So over here on Brit.co, there's weird morning rituals. And it's called 7 Weirdly Obsessive Morning Rituals of Successful CEOs. And it's by Ashley Macy. God. So number 2 is to take an early morning ice bath. Every morning, the 40-year-old CEO of Pinterest, Tim Kendall, wakes up and empties a full tray of ice into his bath using a rubber duck thermometer. This is so specific.
Yes, it is.
To get to the water temperature down to exactly 55 degrees, he quickly jumps in for a 5-minute soak, and he's ready for the day. It's like drinking coffee, he said in an interview with Recode. I get out, and I just feel super focused, really energized.
I can see that being invigorating, honestly.
Yeah, cold therapy is supposed to be, like, very helpful. According to some science, but I don't know how hard the science is, right?
Yeah.
But even better than that, another CEO has a different kind of torture. And this one is Eric.
Torture?
Yes. And this one is Eric Casabari, who is the CEO of Retro Fitness, right?
Yeah.
And this is a quote from the article by Ashley, and it says, that he believes that in order to truly focus your mind when the hard times come, people need to practice by putting themselves in uncomfortable places and learning to stay mindful. This is actually a tenet of Stoicism, right?
Okay.
But to do this, quote, Casabari or Bari lays down on a bed of nails and meditates once or twice every day.
That's just the friggin' parlor trick.
He says, quote, my wife thinks I'm out of my mind, but it's unbelievable what it does for you. You have to be able to put yourself in very uncomfortable places and be able to get your mind thinking right. This will help you make much better decisions when you're under stress.
Of course. I like the ice bath better.
Really? You'd rather ice bath? I cannot imagine you in an ice bath.
What?
You're kind of a wimp.
Okay.
About cold things.
I don't appreciate cold things normally, but I do appreciate them sometimes.
You'd rather do a cold ice bath than a bed of nails?
Oh yeah.
Steve said, I want to be rich enough to be eccentric. Dude, I know. And that is really, truly the point of all of this, isn't it?
Yeah, like who's got enough time? to be dump ice into their bathwater until it's exactly 55 degrees. And how many refrigerators does that guy own to make have ice makers? He just must have an ice maker.
He must have like ice maker in his bathroom. Because you know he's not tricking that ice all around his house.
No.
No.
And what if he's traveling? Is he draining the hotel ice maker for his fucking ice bath in the morning?
I don't know, man.
And everybody else that wants to fill their cooler up before they hit the road is like, screw you, dude.
I know.
Jesus.
So this guy.
Bug guy.
The CEO of Neighbourly.
Yeah.
His name is Jace Wilson. What he does is on weekdays at 4 a.m., he sets his alarm for a guided meditation.
Guided by who?
I don't know. But instead of waking up and staying focused, he lets himself go back to sleep while the guided meditation is talking. And then he wakes up, like, for realsies, hours later.
Oh, my new favorite bedtime morning routine.
I know.
He said,
quote, "One of the most valuable lessons I've ever received is protect your morning as your own time."
I try.
We're not eccentric and wealthy enough, man.
I know.
Not eccentric. This other guy from Green Pal, Gene Caballero, said, quote, "My morning ritual is playing the piano. It's fun. It's something I look forward to. And playing an instrument has been scientifically proven to engage practically every area of the brain at once."
Well, you know one thing about that guy.
He likes to play piano?
No, he's single.
Or his house is so big.
Yeah, right.
That the piano playing doesn't wake everybody else up. Yeah,
I'm sure.
The president of Lyft, John Zimmer, right?
Yeah.
He has a bunch of rituals. One of his rituals is that every day he eats the same exact thing.
What's that?
An English muffin with peanut butter and, do you want to guess?
No.
No? No guess?
Banana.
Avocado.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
And then he carpools with his co-founder of Lyft.
I'm sure he does, because he was a fart in his car all the way to work.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter and avocado.
John Bell says he's afraid of shrinkage.
That would be me going in the ice bath this morning.
But he'd rather do it than a bed of nails, John.
That's right.
Susie said a ladylike way of saying, go potty, wash your hands, and brush teeth and comb hair. I
think wash face and hands, brush teeth. You know what the man way of saying that is?
No.
SSS.
I don't know what that means.
Shave.
Oh, no, say it.
Blank and shower.
Huh? Do you want to read John Bell's?
Yes.
Hi, John Bell.
These guys do better than me. I hit snooze about 10 times and jump out of bed and dive into my clothes and burn rubber to work.
Yay.
That's the way we do it, man.
Hey, Steve.
When I used to get up before Carrie, I always hit the snooze button a good 6 to 10 times. Didn't I?
Yep, you did.
I did it enough to figure out the snooze is always 9 minutes.
He did it enough to prove to me that he doesn't love me.
9 minutes everywhere, no matter what device you're using. What?
I said, I really feel that people who hit the snooze thing over and over again and don't care about their partner.
If they have one.
I don't think they'll have a partner long.
I still got you.
I know.
You're exceptional, baby.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Yeah. You're just an exceptional partner.
No, I just forgive too much. Steve Waddell, if you're still here, I want to see if you're busy on Sunday. The end. Okay.
What are you going to load up the private jet and go to Oklahoma?
Yeah, we'll go be eccentric. Susie says, as a retired Navy brat / wife, I know the SSS too. I believe you know everything, Susie.
Yes,
that's just does. Like you're the wisest person we know. Like you just know everything. Plus, you've lived in Iceland, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Steve said, "I'm not busy. I have no life."
Well, Carrie's going to fly out there and get us some Sonic.
No, I'm going to hit you up and see if you want to do something for 20 minutes on Zoom, actually. Susie said an SOS for breakfast. I don't know what that is.
That's shit on the single, baby.
Honey.
What?
You're supposed to try not to swear.
I already swore, so it doesn't matter.
I know.
You do it once, you might as well do it the rest of your life.
Do you have any wise things to end the podcast with? Morning routines? No?
You should always enjoy the company of your wife in the morning before you get out of bed.
Okay.
Yep. Or to make it more equal, you should always enjoy the company of your significant other in the morning before you get out of bed. And appreciate them for everything they are and what they bring to your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That works. Hey, thank you. Oh, wait.
It ain't 8 o'clock yet. It's only 7:55.
I was ending it early because you actually went on your phone during the podcast, which seems
that was a long time ago, and that was kind of that was important. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna hold it against you forever.
I guess so.
Steve said, sure, I'll get a Sonic drink to make y'all jelly. That's not fair, Steve.
I know. We have to watch these Sonic commercials all the time, and there's not one within like a gazillion miles
it's
of us.
So cruel. So cruel. And Dee said, he did. He swore a lot tonight.
Not that much.
Thanks for your backup, Dee.
Damn.
And Susie said, when was the last time you brought your wife breakfast in bed?
Oh, it wasn't that long ago.
Probably 3 years.
No, bullshit.
You swore again.
I did, because you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not lying. I think the last time was Suervos, not like Rancheros, and it was a Mother's Day, and Zane actually helped, which means it was definitely like three.
No, that wasn't the last time, because the last time I did it myself.
When was that?
It was within the last year.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Exactly, because it didn't happen.
Well, it doesn't matter, because you won't stay in bed long enough for me to do it.
Pogi would eat it. Our puppy would eat it, actually, now. So we definitely know it wasn't in the last year.
Oh, that's true. You're right about that.
All right, so D is being...
D said there's a Sonic across the street from her.
Braggy. He's being braggy.
That's bragging, all right.
D. Thought you liked us. And then Steve says offering her a sausage is not breakfast, Steve.
It's a breakfast of champions.
Behave.
Carrie knows it.
And Susie said that, hey D, let's start a swear pool.
No, don't do that.
Do it.
I'll make somebody rich.
You can really do it.
Don't egg me on any more than Steve Waddell is.
No. All of you are bad influences. Oh no, Susie. He took you up on the swear pool. And now is a very good cue to end the podcast.
Okay.
Now that it's finally fun. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have beautiful morning routines full of hair care products and where your work day doesn't begin until noon.
Not hair care. Oh.
Skin care.
I guess.
Water and mason
jar. I guess if your work day doesn't begin until noon, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Peanut butter and avocado on an English muffin. Yeah, man. Anyways, thanks.
A bagel and salmon and horseradish and some capers and some Cuban coffee. That'll get you through every morning.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our music in our outro is by Stoopy, who's not here tonight.
Who wasn't here tonight?
Which we're very sad about. But
I was taking music off.
Never. He was so kind to make this for us. I hope you all have a great night, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much.
Good morning with a good routine tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday. Live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.